5 Essential Lessons You Need to Know from the Book of Ruth by Chris Russell. Read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is Ruth 1, 16 and 17. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me and worse if anything but death parts you and me." The book of Ruth is one of only two books of the Bible to be named after women. The other is Esther. Even though it's small, this remarkable book contains many principles with profound impact to our lives today. As we read over the great story of Ruth, there are five important applications that jump out at me. Here they are. 1. God is concerned about all people, regardless of race, nationality, or status. Ruth was not a Jew. She was a Moabite. Even though many discriminated against her, God loved her just the same. God does not discriminate, and he loves all people just the same. 2. Men and women are both equally important to God. God cares about men and women all the same. We are all one in his eyes. While most false religions that have been constructed over the centuries often elevate men and dishonor women, Christianity is the one religion that consistently honors men and women at the same level. There is no difference in his eyes. 3. There is no such thing as an unimportant person in God's eyes. At a surface level, few saw Ruth as an important person. But God saw her as important, and his plan for her life culminated in her becoming a part of the lineage of Jesus as the grandmother to King David. God's plan typically involves using people who are considered to be underdogs or unimportant or unimpressive from man's perspective. 4. God uses little things to accomplish great plans. What an amazing plan God had for a series of little things that all added up to important pieces in God's big plan. God intended for Ruth to be a part of the story of the lineage of Jesus. So he pulled together events such as the famine, Naomi's relocation to Moab, their return to Bethlehem, Boaz's bloodline, and many other events just to ensure that Ruth could be a part of his plan. And God does that same thing in our lives today. 5. God has a Redeemer in place who can rescue us from the devastation of our own sin. God has a Redeemer for our lives too, and his name is Jesus. Boaz was a type, a prophetic symbol of Christ, and his redemptive work in our lives today. We are empty, just as Naomi was empty and devastated after she had lost everything and returned to Judah. Our sin has rendered us empty and desolate spiritually, but Jesus is willing to redeem us. He wants to rescue us from the penalty of our sin. And all we have to do to be rescued is to call on him in faith and ask him to save us. My hope is that you are one of his redeemed. If you are not, my hope is that you will call on him right now and ask him to save you once and for all from the consequences of your sins. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.